Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
This week's Greg Hill Roadshow is presented by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, New England. And by Copeland Subaru Hyannis. By Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority. And by Nauset Disposal.
You've upped the rejoin game. You've upped it.
Thank you, Chairman.
You know how I feel about covers. That's one that I think may be better than the original.
I agree.
The Ataris. Shime and I are currently obsessed with the Tom Petty cover by Mark Roberge from OAR and Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. You love that one too, Curtis.
It's a banger. I love the percussion. I'm a drumming guy.
I wish Tom Petty was still with us.
I do too, but something happened to him. I don't know what happened. Tom Petty. We're at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on a beautiful morning. Air quality is chef's kiss this morning here.
Very
on
good.
The Cape.
Yep.
Courtney feels great about that. Do you have a gift that you're supposed to open on the air, by the way?
I do, and it's from High Pitch Jeff.
Oh, okay.
So I am nervous about it.
With the fresh curls for the girls.
And he said you have to open it on air. He has said it's PG.
It's PG?
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Do I do the card now or maybe later?
You'll see this on Twitch. If you're watching the show on Twitch, and you should be, you'll see Courtney open up her gift from High Pitch Jeff.
This is already concerning.
He got you a sandwich. It looks like a sub.
It does look like a little bit like a sub.
And by the way, while she's opening this, my first ever Dunk's coffee.
Curtis, I cannot believe you're a Dunkin' Donuts virgin. Like, how have you never been to Dunkin' Donuts?
There's a lot of strange things.
You just started drinking coffee like 2 months ago.
I was drinking something else for a while.
So,
but this is excellent.
You like
cold
Dunkin' Donuts?
Brew.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good.
Okay. Oh,
man. And I bet when you went to get it, the barista wasn't wearing a mask.
No, like mask. Ken delivered it, so he was wearing a mask.
Oh, what is it?
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. Giant toothbrushes for Santo.
All right.
For Santo. Thank you so much.
I see you over there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now
he will love these.
When you're how is your beloved
he's great.
When you're away, Does he call 100 times, or how? Like, how does that work?
We FaceTime once I'm back in the hotel room.
Okay, a little sexy time.
Well, no, we were worried about Harry, of course, yesterday. He's doing much better.
Oh, yeah, everybody was asking about Harry.
Yeah, first rectal exam for Harry yesterday. Ooh, it was an intense
day.
Moment. Yeah. They said, we have to do this. I said, sorry, bud, enjoy. Yeah. But everything looks good, yeah. So fingers crossed he feels better.
What was the issue?
They think that he must have. They said puppies get into things all the time, and maybe something upset his insides.
So
maybe.
He ate something crazy.
Yes,
that he probably ate it where?
Outside on the street,
off the floor in the street, and then you want me to sit in a restaurant next to a dog?
Well, we get it, Wiggy. Well, you don't like
right?
that,
Wiggy. That's actually punishing the dog. That doesn't impact the human.
Yeah.
Well, the dog's got rectal bleeding.
No,
gosh.
Well, that's what she says.
It's breakfast.
Needed an exam.
Ain't no dogs in here.
Breakfast.
I don't think a dog's gonna get offended.
Yeah. All right.
It's the breast exam
coming up. Hopefully some of you brought a guest lead. Did anybody bring guest leads this morning? Yes? Okay. All right. Guest leads coming up at 7:20, but right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Gregory, we begin. We were just talking about the Boston Red Sox last segment. So let's begin with Alex Cora. Yesterday after the game, he talked about how difficult a day it was for the organization.
Honestly, from my standpoint, you know, and talking to you guys, you know, you have to, you know, say it like it is, right? And be transparent. That's the most important thing. Yeah, and we lost a series, you know, and there was a lot of talk of stuff, but you know, at the end of the day, we got to move forward, and that's what we're planning on doing. We got to play better baseball. I think that's the most important thing. You know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, or it does matter. I know it's important, but it really doesn't matter the other stuff, you know, the noise. You know, we have to cancel the noise and start playing good.
Do you know how somebody isn't being transparent with you?
When they're saying you need to be transparent.
When they're saying they're being transparent with
but
you.
But also,
he's so right.
I mean, I think he's doing the exact opposite of what he's saying. They are clearly listening to the noise. Hence why he felt the need to sit Verdugo. I mean,
he's reacting entirely to the noise.
Yeah.
He heard the reaction over the weekend after the awful disaster of the errors that went on that led to the two-run inside the park home run.
He tried to back the guys up and said that it wasn't, you know, a lack of effort. And then he turns around and sits somebody for lack of effort.
He says, instead of just allowing whatever happened to transpire and that people find out about the team meeting following the debacle, which he had because he wanted to change the narrative, because he was listening to what people were saying.
Yeah.
And it's just, the Red Sox are just, I give the Patriots a lot of credit because, by and large, Bill hasn't reacted to the noise. And they allow it, because guess what? Everything goes away. Our attention spans are that of a gnat. Nobody remembers things, you know, a week later.
Yeah.
But they're so reactionary with the Red Sox. And you know that they're going, Wiggy might not be wrong, they're going to do something rash.
Right.
If this continues, they're not going to just keep allowing this to keep happening because they want to be in the news. They want to be relevant. And this now, they're having their worst stretch when the eyes are solely focused upon them.
Yeah, and with Cora being such a nice guy to the media, he has to talk when they ask him questions. So when he talks like he does now, and we know like he's not telling the truth. Whereas Bill never talks. People always criticize Bill. Oh, he doesn't give you any. It's so now when the team is playing poorly or there's situations going on, he doesn't have to say anything, Bill, and people can just look at him and go, well, that's Bill. But Cora being so nice, when he was talking like that audio, you were like, you could tell he just was like looking for words smooth this thing out.
He's probably sick of taking every single arrow for Heim Bloom. I mean, he's the guy He didn't, you know, he had input in the roster. He didn't put the roster together. He's the guy who has to go out there every night and deal with the BS on it.
Well, so. Heim said he had plenty of input.
Do you believe him, though? I was just going to say, I do not believe that at all. That when Heim says, oh, yeah, of course, Core is very involved when it comes to, you know, us building a roster. I do not place the blame on Alex Cora at all for building that roster.
I have no idea. I don't know. Nobody tells me anything. But I bet everything that I have, when they finally separate, whether it's this year or in 5 years, that you will find out the depths of dysfunction between Cora and Heim Bloom. If you're Alex Cora.
Who told you about that first?
You did.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you had that last year.
Yeah.
I think it was.
They don't like each other.
Right. That was
Greg
a big, big scoop. I mean, I'm sorry. Well, you do have a Marconi in front of you. I think you've gotten enough notoriety. But
all right.
Alex Cora is a guy that was born and bred in baseball. It's been his whole life playing, then being a commentator and now managing. Heim Bloom never played. He's the opposite. He's the guy that just puts a bunch of stats into a computer, has an algorithm, and thinks it spits out a winner.
Well, and that was the whisper, was that the baseball, I got to be careful how I say this, the baseball guys, the actual baseball guys around the management of that club don't like him coming in and meddling in the baseball stuff because
right.
He's not a baseball guy. He's an analytics guy. All right, what's next?
Next, let's go to the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft. Spoke yesterday, and he's really setting you up for this season, Greg. Me and Wiggy may be trying to knock you down a peg or two, but Robert Kraft really getting you ready for this season.
I'm just excited to have football back. I liked our draft this year, and I hope that translates on the field. I know the guys are working very hard. I think we have the most difficult division in the NFL, the best balance of teams from all the other three teams are good, so we'll have our challenges, but I'm really hopeful about this team.
What?
What the hell?
Oh, God.
I mean,
I love it.
Are they?
I love what he just said. Because what's he setting us up for?
You're not going to be the ambassador.
Number one overall pick in Caleb Williams. When he says the best division in football, that's basically saying, hey, it's going to be hard for us, guys.
It's going to be real tough.
It's going to be really tough.
Wiggy, do you want to have the sound from CNBC when he told Neil Dobbs or whatever, Lou Dobbs, whatever the guy was, Neil Cavuto, sorry, that Mac Jones is, quote, a great quarterback?
But what do you believe more, that he's being honest about that this could be the best division in football and that it could be extremely difficult?
Both are true.
Or that, what did he say about Mac Jones?
He said that he is a great young quarterback.
Quote. Right. Which one would you believe?
I think you can believe both.
I don't know about that.
I think you can.
So what did he mean when he said, when they asked about he made it a point to let everybody know, hey, if Bill wants Lamar Jackson, you can go get him. If you got a great young quarterback, you ain't saying that to the media.
I think that was more of a shot at Bill than it was a shot at Mac, but you're right.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, so we got one more thing for you here, Greg. Bruce Cassidy spoke to the media last night following the loss in overtime to the Florida Panthers. And for those who don't remember, painful, I know, the last time Bruce Cassidy was down 2-1 in a Stanley Cup final, he ended up up 2-1 in a Stanley Cup final, he ended up losing. So hopefully for him and those guys, it doesn't go quite the same way. But here is Bruce Cassidy after last night's game.
Well, I hope not. I hope it leaves a sour taste in your mouth, at least for the night. I mean, you know, we had a chance to put the game away. Talk about winning hockey, closing out hockey games, how important it is this time of the year. So I hope they're upset with certain things that transpire. That's okay. It's an emotional game, but not tomorrow. Can't be tomorrow. Get your night's rest and, you know, be ready to, as I say, get better tomorrow. That's been our goal all year, be better in the next game, turn the page. So we will. I don't think that'll be an issue.
Well, we learned the hard way. You don't want to let that Panthers team back into it.
No.
He sounds so much happier than he did when he was here, by the way.
Yeah.
He just sounds lighter. He doesn't sound as aggressive, I guess, is kind of the word I would
use.
Well,
he doesn't have to take phone calls from Jake DeBrusk's mom complaining about playing time out there. So.
He's a cake guy. You better be careful.
All right. That is They Said It. Thank you, Scheim. Coming up, guest leads. From the beautiful beachcomber in Wellfleet on the Cape.
Ow.
Roadshow number 5. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Standing high atop the dunes and casting judgment on the waves rolling in, it's Curtis on the Greg Hill Road Show.
Friday. Heads up. It appears to me nobody is working on Cape Cod today. Everybody is right here. So if you're trying to do any kind of business, don't even bother today. I would call it a long weekend.
And that was my request, a great cover by Mark Oberge of OAR.
Mark Roberge.
Oberge is the resorts that the Curtis family stayed at.
Yes, those were lovely. Dad's Points.
I want to thank today's Dress Greg sponsor, $500 to the Greg Hill Foundation from Mahi Gold. Mm-hmm. And they not only dressed me with a Chatham Squire shirt, but also dressed Courtney. And you had several outfits to pick from today.
Yes, they really hooked me up. They did it last year, too. They are, I believe, a BC grad
who
started the company. It is, if you are in Chatham, you can go to the store, and they have the best dresses. So comfortable, so breathable, sweat-wicking, I would even say.
Oh, excellent. All right,
yeah. Sweat-wicking.
Well, thank you to Mahi Gold, and they're in not only in Chatham, but in Hingham, Wellesley, and Old Saybrook, Connecticut. So, and anytime you want, I'm willing to wear anything that you want, as long as you're willing to make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. Speaking of that, I want to thank the Ford family, who hosted us last night at the Woodshed. Unbelievable crowd there last night. Unbelievable band there last night. Unbelievable Mind Erasers for Wiggy and I last night at late into the early the early hours of the morning.
That was a nice spot, though.
You like
man.
It?
I like that
spot. You don't like many spots, so I'm
no, I do.
Okay.
You know, but that was a good one.
You enjoyed it?
The atmosphere was cool. The band was cool. The people with that everybody was there having a good time. It was cool. I like that spot.
All right. And they, end of the night, wrote a $500 check for the foundation as well, the Ford family.
That's awesome.
Thanks to those guys, Joe and Bob and Susan. All right. I think it's guest lead time. We may even have – do we have a professional sounding intro for guest lead, Jackson? I think we do. Or you probably
– This is the Greg Hill Road Show. Time now for – the guest lead.
All right, another brilliant radio idea from Chris Curtis, guest leads. And where, I don't even know, where's the guest? Oh, there's the guest lead microphone. And we have, I'm assuming we have, we've lined everybody up. Shime, yes, yes, yay, nay, okay. Who's first? Shime, you haven't lined anybody up. do I have to do everything? I mean, I guess that's why I won the Marconi.
Yep.
Yes, sir, step right off. By the way, Bentley University, the alma mater of Breeze Hill. I see that on your sweatshirt. What's your name?
Bill Casey.
All right, Bill, from here? What?
I'm from Brewster.
Brewster, round of applause for Brewster.
All right,
what's your guest lead this morning?
My guest lead is, I think in order for the Boston Celtics moving forward to win a championship, you got to trade for the Joker. And my trade is the Celtics starting lineup plus the sixth man.
And you think Denver would do that deal, the entire roster?
Probably not.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I take the Joker, though.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Throw in Missoula.
A bit hot takey, but
yeah,
I'm okay
like
with
the
it.
Joker. We like a hot take.
The guy is so good.
Well, I'm hoping, I know Dame Dollar was on, what was he on, TikTok? Or he was on something. And Jason Tatum jumped in there and put a little thing underneath like, okay, we know you don't like Boston.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He said like my homeboy Jason Tatum. So maybe we can get Dame Lillard here.
Yeah. I mean, you're on board when it comes to moving Jaylen Brown.
I'm on board with moving everybody who ain't named Jason Tatum. If you, I think if you build around Tatum and you go out and get that other piece who I talked about, I know Shime doesn't like Karl Anthony Towns, but there's Trae Young out there. There is Dame Lillard.
Ja Morant.
Ja Morant is my guy.
Yeah, take a shot on
Ja
him.
Morant. I'm telling you, just a change of scenery. Memphis to Boston. Don't they got a song walking from Memphis to Boston?
One of Curtis's favorites.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to be in Tennessee.
We didn't even talk about the Ja Morant toy gun of it all. The fact that he's now saying it was a toy gun.
Yeah.
So you're in that much trouble. You're making millions and millions of dollars. Your whole career's on the line. And you're going to whip out a toy gun on Instagram Live?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Not a good idea.
All right. Up next, guest leads. Hello, sir.
Hi, Greg. Remember last year I was up here with you guys? I called you.
Yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yep. Hi. Well, I was thinking it's time for Hein Bloom to go.
Ooh. All right.
Okay.
Fire him!
I would like a GM who actually looks at baseball and watches. Not a guy that sits behind a computer and decides, oh, well, hey, this guy hits 300 with one guy on second and, you know, it's just bad.
The analytics of it
analytics is bad for baseball.
It's bad for baseball? You think?
I think it's bad for baseball because we don't have people that play the game anymore. They just watch, pump it into a computer, say, hey, this is how we're going to go, as opposed to, like, we're all fans. We see the horrible product the Red Sox put out there on the field because they don't have anybody that, besides Cora, plays the game.
Isn't it likely, though, that he is doing John Henry's bidding, Hein Bloom?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
John Henry last year at some point also said, well, we spend a lot of payroll on those guys that sit behind the computer. So I think this might be the end of it. Because even Henry saying something like that, I think he's starting to see it too.
Okay. You know? All right, pretty good guess.
Yeah, that was good.
Because which team would be like the founding fathers of the analytics?
That would be the Oakland A's and Billy Bean.
Billy Ball.
And how many World Series did they win again?
That would be zero. They had a whole movie because they had a winning streak of 20 games.
Get rid of this stupid – I'm with you. Get rid of this stupid analytics from guys that sit in their mom's basement on a computer.
Hey, Shime's right there.
At least Shime gets to the games. He goes to the combines. He sees some of those things.
I mean, but Theo Epstein was pretty into analytics. I mean, he's been pretty successful.
Right, but I think he's still – it's a mixture. I'm not saying that the analytics – doesn't add to the game,
right.
But when you solely rely on it, and when I asked Hein Bloom about why guys can't go seven innings, and he's like, well, because, you know, then the batter has – well, what was the difference when Nolan Ryan and those guys pitched? Like, I mean, they were pretty good hitters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pedro would go three times through the lineup, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Have you looked at that? You brought that up the other day, and then there was a tweet, the data on – I think there's only like two or three guys that have gone seven innings this season.
It's amazing to me. I think I did the numbers, and you know me, I'm a good number guy, but I feel I feel like
hold on, It's so nice because people always bring gifts when we come here. Somebody gave Wiggy a book. Wrong gift for Wiggy.
Yeah. The autobiography, Unbeaten on Rocky Marciano.
Yeah, because of Brockton, they gave you the Rocky Marciano story.
It's my half-brother, my half-paisan.
Whoever gave that to Wiggy, can you take that back and exchange it for the tape version?
I'll do the tape version, please. Or maybe I have somebody read it to me.
Let's start with all the places you'll go.
But yes.
I think I did the numbers. I forget who it was that led Major League Baseball in innings pitched, and then over the number of games he played. It's like six innings is the average on what he's going per game. Yeah. It's amazing to me. And then what I didn't get is when Haim said, and Curtis, you brought up the point, these guys are now, when you go through the batters the third time, they pick it up. But think about all the great hitters in baseball. You know, we talk about Ted Williams, Ken Griffey Jr., all these guys. And you had guys like Nolan Ryan, Pedro, Clemens, going through the lineup a third time. How come they were able to do it, but these guys now can't?
Right, and Wiggy, it used to be you had to get to Pedro early.
Right.
Because they got better as the game went on.
Right.
I remember that Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, you had to get them in the first inning when they were still, you know, not quite loosened up. But once they got rolling.
And Haim talked about how Paxton got better as the game went.
It's so
makes
crazy.
No sense to me.
We are at the Beachcomber Roadshow number 5, and we are in the middle of guest leads. Step right up, if you will, to that microphone.
Good morning, everybody.
What's all right. Morning.
Look at numbnut shirt.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Thing is a chick magnet.
What's your name? Photo.
My name's Justin. I'm from Yarmouth, and welcome everybody. Wiggy, congratulations on Brockton High.
Appreciate it.
Shout out Dan Hughes, class of 85.
All right.
My take is, when you guys crossed the bridge yesterday, you realize you're on an island, and what you happen to be on is Mac Island.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Mic drop.
Greg's welcome.
Curtis is on.
Curtis is on it.
And
you guys, Shime, Wiggy, you guys, to Wiggy's term, you're a bunch of jabronis. I just brought some stats with me. 2001, Tom Brady's first year as a starter, 2,800 yards, 18-12. He was 22nd in the league in passing. Mac Jones' first year as a starter, 3,800 yards, 22 TDs, 13 picks. He was 13th in the league in passing.
Wow. Okay, all right.
Can you give me Tom Brady's second year in the league as a starter? When he led the NFL in touchdown passes, when Mac Jones went backwards. I knew something was wrong once I came over that bridge and I got in, and there was this weird smell and fog. I said, oh, God, we must be on Mac Island. The real estate air is dirt cheap.
No, Wiggy, I was looking up the stats last night after I came home hammered from the woodshed, and I had to scroll all the way to the bottom to find your stats.
Yeah.
But you know,
Hey.
They are there. They're there, though. That's the one point you scroll. They're there. Yeah.
Curtis,
it might be at the bottom, but they're there.
But I think Curtis knows that at the top of the list was Troy Brown, a Pro Bowl receiver that year. Does Mac Jones have a Pro Bowl receiver?
No.
But I would agree that Mac doesn't have the talent around them.
And all the quarterbacks that Shime loves, Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
He's won nothing when he's had a superior team.
You got it, but you don't have.
I thought we were talking about championships.
Oh, Shime's unplugged.
Shime's unplugged.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, but see, we can't talk about championships because Mac Jones has zero championships.
Right.
At least Lamar Jackson was an MVP. Who elevates your team? Who could put a team on his back? We've seen them both play against each other. We've seen them play last year. Lamar Jackson played against Mac Jones, and Baltimore was able to put his team on his back.
But don't take it personally. He just disagrees with who's on your shirt.
Oh, this is from Shime. Lamar's winning percentage, 75%. Mac Jones? Do we get the numbers on that? Go down that, what'd you say when you saw my name? Go down that scroll.
Pretty good lead. Thank you.
Thank
you. Round of applause on that lead.
Good looking shirt.
We got time for a couple more.
There you go.
Oh, here comes High Pitch Jeff.
High Pitch.
Regular caller, High Pitch Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, High Pitch Jeff here.
Yeah.
Longtime listener, always on hold.
Sorry about that.
Always on hold.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Love you guys. This is just me blowing smoke up your butts.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Greg Hill Foundation is amazing. Coco, you're hot.
Thanks.
Curtis, I love you, bald head. Shime's doing good on the rejoins. Wiggy's the man. Go Brockton.
There you go.
And that's it.
Go Republic Services for trash.
Okay, all right, there okay, we go. All right, there we go.
All right.
Are we ending on that note? Is that it? Anybody else? Is that
nice
coming
up?
All right, hold on. Oh, get right up to that microphone. Yes, hello, ma'am. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Julie. I'm from Bourne.
Hi, Julie.
This isn't really like a real lead, but I have an idea for a fall segment.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I never do real leads either, so don't worry.
Okay. You said Boomer's coming back in the fall, right?
Yes, yes.
So maybe we could get him Boomer in boxers, and he can do a take on Wiggy out at Brockton.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
I like that a lot.
Right? Boomer in boxers?
I like it. Okay. Maybe I get Boomer to come down and work with my quarterbacks. Yeah,
there you go.
As long as it's not Greg in boxers.
All right. Very good. Good job.
That's a good segment idea.
Thanks for being
here. Curtis, get on it. You're the segment guy.
I am. I'll do that right now.
Those are the guest leads.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah.
Pretty good. We'll do the same thing next week when we are in Keene, Roadshow number 6, next week in Keene, New Hampshire. We got to take a break. We'll get to Courtney in the news coming up next and an unfortunate case of no cheese rage, mm-hmm. which led to fast food violence in Ohio. That is coming up next.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI, New England Sports Original. Greg can be such a backseat driver, and that's actually exactly where he is when it's time to pay the toll booth. It's the Greg Hill Roadshow on WEEI.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
EI.
Paradise. Maybe the most, even Wiggy, who loves Hampton Beach, agrees that this might be the most beautiful beach in the United States of America. We're in Wellfleet at the Beachcomber for the Roadshow, and you're happy with this beach.
Oh, yeah.
You and Mrs. Wiggins. Is Mrs. Wiggins coming this
morning? Yeah, she's on the way.
She's on the way
I think
now.
It was those Manhattans from last night.
Yeah. Mrs. Wiggins. Yeah, I got her on the Manhattans last night.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what they say about Manhattans, Greg.
Yes, Curtis. Actually, Winston Churchill said it,
Oh,
Curtis.
Sorry.
And he said that they were like bubes. Mm-hmm. One is not enough, and three are too many.
I mean.
Four is perfect.
Right. You didn't mention anything about eight.
But four is perfect.
Yes.
Hey, that mic's off, right, Griff? Because Wiggy, can you just turn Wiggy up a little bit if you could, Griff? So Mrs. Wiggins will join us here soon. This beach, this place, it is so great. So I want to thank everybody on the Cape for coming out and hanging out this morning, being here bright and early. And we should get to this right now with Courtney.
It's time for...
Down here in Scituate, we get that saying, you know...
The news.
Still waters run deep. Amen. So if it's still on the top, it's still on the bottom.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's her name? Courtney, Coco, whatever.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Pure panty dropper.
On WEEI.
Well, the biggest story of the day is former President Donald Trump has been indicted on 7 charges. This comes after he was indicted back in March for that hush money situation with the porn star.
Yeah.
But the 7 counts against him include conspiracy to obstruct, willful retention of documents, and false statements. He has been ordered to appear at a federal courthouse in Miami at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's going to be a media circus. We won't know much until Tuesday.
Wiggy, what does Trump say about this?
Fight nerves!
All right. I was going to say thank you, Curtis, but no.
Yeah.
All right. My guy, Trump!
Okay. And this is terrifying. An 18-year-old from Wakefield is being held without bail after he was investigated for raising money to support ISIS through a gift card scheme. So The way he got caught.
What?
Yeah, no surprise here. He found somebody online that he thought was a part of ISIS, started talking with them. It was an actual FBI agent undercover.
Okay.
Right. He raised $705 between January and May to give gift cards to someone, that FBI agent, he believed supported ISIS.
Okay.
He has now been arrested.
So he was under the impression that ISIS,
mm-hmm.
Very, very dangerous terrorist organization,
yes.
Was looking for restaurant gift cards in order
Correct.
To support themselves.
They needed the money.
Okay.
And then he also told the FBI agent that he had plans to go travel there and fight with ISIS.
Okay.
We can hear from the teen's dad.
My son called the FBI back and sat there, and we had a meeting in my living room, and he wanted to show them how they could learn how people are doing. He wanted to work with them. I don't think he's, as a matter of fact, I know my son is not a terrorist.
So he's buying ISIS Texas Roadhouse gift cards?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, God, are we dumb.
What are we doing?
What?
Yeah, like, that should be what are we doing.
Yeah.
All right, well, they caught him. That's good news.
They did catch him. And talking about dumb, Massport is sending a message to everyone who may be traveling this summer, and their message is do not drive your car to Logan Airport.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the reason behind it, I bet you could never guess, because it's going to be increased travel, and then, of course, the Sumner tunnel closures throughout the summer, which I don't know why they chose to wait this long to do that.
If only there was a 2-year stretch where nobody was driving.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, we could have gotten all this done.
If only we had public transportation to get us there.
Well.
God, are we stupid.
Light on fire when I get on it.
So how are they suggesting one would get to the airport?
Good question. They're saying ferries.
Yeah.
They're saying the blue and silver line. I know you're a big public transport guy, you can use those from Seaport Silver Line.
Yeah. What about Michelle Wu's cruiser? Is that available for the regular people?
I think that's still under investigation.
Running late for a flight? Could you throw the lights and the siren on?
Okay, but sure, get hit at a red light.
How do you get to the – if you live in Framingham and you're going to Logan, so you go park in the Seaport and then you take a ferry and then you get to the airport and then you take a van to the terminal?
They're saying add 2.5 hours to the time that you're supposed to arrive at the airport.
Wow.
All right.
And two people were arrested and charged for allegedly attacking and robbing a staff at a Wendy's in Ohio. The reason behind it was because the employees forgot to put cheese on their chicken sandwich. They went through the drive-thru, chicken sandwich. They ordered it with cheese, opened it up, no cheese inside sandwich. They came inside and beat the hell out of these employees.
Man.
We can hear from a few people that live near the Wendy's.
Oh my gosh, what kind of cheese were you missing? They're never going to forget cheese again.
A bit over the top. She might have really been having a bad day, and she really got a little bit out of control, it sounds like.
I think she could have just asked them to put some cheese up there. I would quit.
Yeah.
Don't want to make it anybody's worst day
anymore.
On their job.
Yeah. It's like really not worth it
I'm
anymore.
Not really a cheese on a chicken sandwich guy, though.
Ooh, you're not.
I'm
not either.
As I think about, like, you know, some of, like, especially from a Wendy's, a fast food joint.
Right.
But
you always talk about chicken. That
but
guy's
that's
right.
different, though.
He's screaming, you always talk about
but
chicken parm.
Yeah, but that's not a chicken
sandwich. It's in the name. Oh, it's cheese.
Sounds fraudulent.
That's different, though.
Yeah.
But that is like, I guess it's like if I go to Chick-fil-A, I don't put cheese on my chicken sandwich, right?
Yeah.
If I go to Flip the Bird or Yaz Chicken, I'm not really putting cheese.
How many plugs can we sneak in?
On my chicken sandwich.
Ding, ding, ding.
Chicken palm is different.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Wouldn't you say that if you like the chicken parm, you probably would like the cheese on your chicken sandwich?
Not on the chicken sandwich, though.
Okay.
Not like, because I could see she's getting the Wendy's. She's probably getting the Wendy's single dollar menu chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But then again, I do like the Asiago chicken at Wendy's, which does come with cheese
right.
on it.
There's the key, hence the Asiago.
And the key with the chicken parm, too, is that the cheese, like, mixes with the sauce.
Yes.
No, Wiggy's right.
It really melts in.
Wiggy's right. Chicken parm is the chicken dish.
Yeah.
It has cheese as part of it.
Right. Uh-huh.
You're talking about adding cheese to just fried chicken.
Right. Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. yes. So it's kind of like,
okay. We spent far too much time.
No, I was just,
oh, hey,
I was wondering about this story as I was listening to it.
We can tell
you chicken. I love fried chicken.
All right, what else?
Well, from cheese rage to beef jerky rage, a Detroit gas station clerk is accused of fatally shooting an unarmed, locked-out customer. So this all started after the customer arrived at the gas station, tried to put some beef jerky in his pockets. leave without paying. He was then approached by the employee, which we're told do not do. The employee got into it with them. He said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll actually pay for it. Employee said, nope, I don't want your money. You got to go. Kicked him out, locked the door. Then the employee pulled out a gun and shot it through the door, hitting the guy in the head and killing him.
Jeez.
Over beef jerky.
Over beef jerky.
Yep.
I do like the teriyaki beef jerky, though. They got a Korean teriyaki beef jerky that they – and the pork jerky's pretty good, too.
Okay. Yep.
It's a very healthy snack.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever had the chicken jerky?
It smells so bad.
God.
Curtis, I'm a jerky guy. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a douche move to bring that on a plane or to bring it in a car when you're on.
Beef jerky?
Yes.
Oh, I love beef jerky.
The smell of
it? Plane crazy.
No.
Great plane snack?
Terrible.
Oh, that is a great plane. Great plane snack.
Because you can just go in, I just want a piece right now, then you lock the
bag. But as soon as you open it up, it smells.
So I spent.
It smells delightful.
So, Shime, I spent 3 hours taking a ferry to Logan. I finally get in my chair after waiting in line for 2 hours at TSA, and you're breaking out a Slim Jim.
Yeah, I'd offer you a piece.
No wrong with that.
You want a piece of jerky? I got
you. All right, anything else?
Well, there's a 36-year-old from Long Beach, Indiana, who's going to go behind bars, and I hope he stays there for life because we must protect Taylor Swift at all costs.
Uh-oh.
He's been charged with a felony charge of stalking and intimidation along with a misdemeanor count of invasion of privacy and harassment. The guy made threats against Taylor, against her security team, and against attendees of the Eras Tour, going as far as sending her a direct message on Instagram, a voice message, saying he would happily wear a bomb if he could not be with his soulmate, who he believed was Taylor Swift. Thank God this guy is behind bars.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that the Taylor Swift union that we discussed the other day, local 13.
Yes.
Will be coming after him.
Of course. And I'm glad that you know the number. That was very good of you.
Yes.
You're a Swiftie,
Emmer. Yes, I do. Yes.
Isn't he a Swiftie though?
Well, yeah, he's obsessed with Taylor Swift. He's in love.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what do you mean?
So he's one of their own.
Yeah, but they're going to... The Taylor Swift Union polices themselves.
Right.
That's how they do it, the
Swifties. But maybe if he... Maybe I think his point is, like, if Taylor gave me more voice in what she's doing, then I wouldn't
Then I won't blow her up?
Then I won't go overboard.
I don't think that's a reasonable way to get the problem solved.
I think you're missing the mark there.
All right.
That is a close second to the Wi-Fi line.
How about a round of applause for Ruthie on the news today?
Thank you.
Way to go, Ruthie.
Thanks.
RBG.
We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. It is roadshow number 5 with you incredible people from Cape Cod.
Yes.
Love you so much. We're going to take a quick break. This roadshow presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.